The star athletes of this tournament are 51 teenage females, each weighing about 3 metric tons. Mounted on each elephant on the polo field are 2 relatively minuscule humans, the mahout, who steers, and the player, who gives directions. This is the 13th year of the tournament, created and organized by the Anantara Resort Hotel chain, has been played in Thailand. The only other games played under the auspices of the World Elephant Polo Association are the annual World Championships in Nepal. For those who also participate in the more conventional version on horseback, the slower game of elephant polo requires a significant adjustment, as Dubai-based player Wael Sueed explains.
First, you don't have control of the elephant because there's a mahout who is guiding it. Second is the language, because the mahout does speak only Thai. And the stick is very long. It's a 2 meter long, whilst the stick of a polo is a 1.20. So that's a big difference.
These captive-born supersize athletes are bred as working elephants and loaned to the corporate teams by their owners, allowing the intelligent mammals a change of pace. Tournament organizer Tim Boda says the females seem to catch on to the spirit of competition.
A lot of these elephants have been playing now for years, and I do not speak elephant, but watching them, first of all, it looks like they're having a whole lot of fun, and yeah, it may well be that they actually start to understand the rules, who knows?
Spectators can enjoy the matches while chomping on gourmet Wagyu beef burgers, sipping champagne, and puffing cigars. But this is more than just a spectacle for the elite. The annual tournament raises money for the care of Thailand's domesticated and wild elephants, with proceeds from this year's tournament expected to take total donations over the $1 million mark. Steve Herman, VOA News, Samut Prakan, Thailand.